Thank you very much to the Law Centre for asking us here today to talk about the role of the Employment Agency Inspectorate. But I also wanted to tell you a little bit about what the Department for Employment and Learning does around the sort of the wider area of migrant worker policy. So we are responsible for employment relations policy and legislation in the department. And excuse me, what way does it go? Yeah, okay. Yes, we're responsible for making all Northern Ireland employment law, which is devolved, and for the policy development and legislation. So any employment law that you can think of, it will be changed, amended, and so on by ourselves. And this includes the legislation governing the operations of the private recruitment sector. The recruitment sector legislation is regulated by the Department's Employment Agency Inspectorate, and Paul Mulholland is with me here today. He's one of the inspectors, and there are two inspectors in Northern Ireland, Paul and Jacqueline Jelly. And we also have responsibility for migrant worker policy in the department. Now, in our inspectorate role, we are a member of the DOJ Organised Crime Task Force on Immigration and Human Trafficking. We also fund a migrant worker project worker in the Northern Ireland Conference, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. And that project is to raise awareness of, support and address issues raised by migrant workers. And we are also members of a number of forums, including Belfast City Council Migrant Worker Forum, the Northern Ireland Strategic Migration Partnership, and the Race Equality Forums Immigration Subgroup. And all of those forums, at some stage or another, have been addressing the issues around modern slavery. So we are aware that there is a gap in awareness of potential labour exploitation occurring in non-GLA sectors. And you will all be familiar, I'm sure, with the Stronger Together work that's been done by the GLA and all the businesses and employers in the agri-food sector around raising awareness of trafficking and modern slavery. And we know that there is a gap in the rest of the sectors because that awareness isn't being done. And that's something which we feel, and we've been speaking with DOJ about, that we feel that we in the department need to address. Earlier this year, we did a leaflet. We put something on our website about the indicators of trafficking and modern slavery, and we also sent that to all of the employers and the agencies in our databases, so that they would get perhaps for the first time information about the indicators that the employers in the GLA sectors would be very familiar with. We intend later this year hosting a Dell DOJ information seminar to target once again the agencies and employers in the non-GLA sectors, and we see this as being under the protect theme. Forgive me, I'm absolutely useless at talking and thinking at the same time. Have I worked? Nope. Yeah, we're still there. Under the protect theme of the draft DOJ NI Human Trafficking and Exploitation Strategy 2015-16. You may also be aware that the department has a consultation out at the moment on tribunal rules, and one of the things that we put into the proposals on tribunal rules was a measure to protect tribunal users who may be in fear or vulnerable, in fear of the employers that they perhaps have been bringing or want to bring to tribunal. So that consultation is open at the moment. I'll just move on to the work of the inspectorate. The conduct regulations governing the recruitment sector, the conduct regulations governing the recruitment sector are intended to protect workers and hirers using the services of the recruitment agencies. Now, there is no requirement for employment agencies to register or be on a register with Dell or to have any kind of licence. So that's a big difference between ourselves and GLA, amongst others. And the conduct regulations were devised at a time when there wasn't the focus on modern slavery or trafficking. And they are not, so their focus is not in the way that the GLA sector legislation was intended to deal with terrible abuses and so on, as began with the Morecambe Bay tragedy. Our conduct regulations are more pedestrian, if you like, and I'll tell you a little bit more about what it is that they cover. So sectors covered, and well, really the sectors covered include everything that the GLA doesn't, but will include healthcare, manufacturing, construction, and so on. Now, importantly, the legislation doesn't deal with worker-employer direct relationships. It only applies where an agent is involved. And I think maybe some people, you know, that would be a misapprehension about what our legislation does. There must be a third party involved. And there are approximately 230 employment agencies in Northern Ireland. So our objectives really in the inspectorate are to raise awareness of the legislation, to let people know that we're there, because we really are a bit of a poor cousin to the GLA, but we are there, and you know, we do have powers. So we also want to increase compliance with our agency legislation, and we do that in the guise of our inspections and in our awareness material. And we also will prosecute or prohibit agents in the most serious cases of non-compliance. So that's just a little pictorial of what the relationship is. You know, you'll see that there must be a third party, the agent, in order for our legislation to kick in. So the main protections of that legislation are, an agency cannot charge workers for work finding services, so there should be no upfront fees, except in a small number of cases, such as in the entertainment industry. Agency workers should never be forced to sign up to additional services, such as housing or transport. Shouldn't be forced, but if they do agree to such services, they must be given the option to withdraw from those services with notice. An agency worker must not be prevented from registering with as many agencies as they wish, so they shouldn't be tied in to any one agency. That's unlawful. And agency workers must be paid for the hours that they've worked. Agency workers must receive terms and conditions from their agent or agencies, and those should include their minimum rate of pay, when they will be paid, their holiday entitlement, and any notice periods relevant. Now, in terms of enforcement, we can enter any employment agency in Northern Ireland with or without notice if need be. Mostly we do that on a pre-arranged basis. We can ask an agency's bank to provide us with financial records, and we feel that that's a very, very strong power, and we got that in 2010. That was an additional power that we got in 2010, and we have used that power in the intervening years, but not in the context of trafficking. We can carry out targeted inspections based on risk, and we have prioritised the agencies where we know that there are a good many migrant workers being employed. And we can carry out inspections as a result of a complaint made against an agency. I've broken it. Let's just see. Oh, there we go. So sanctions. We can prosecute an agency in the magistrate's court, attracting fines up to £5,000, and we have done that also. Also in 2010, we got additional powers that allowed us to prosecute in the High Court, and that sanction can attract unlimited fines. We can also apply to an industrial tribunal to have an agent prohibited from being involved in running an agency for up to 10 years. We have two prohibitions running at the moment, but also not in this arena. I think what I'm trying to say is, yes, we use those powers, and we will use them. When we have the evidence, and when it's fitting and proportionate and so on. So, our findings in the Employment Agency Inspectorate are that most agencies have been routinely inspected and are aware of their legal obligations. Most breaches of legislation that we've seen have been fairly minor. We use a risk-based approach to inspection, focusing on geography, sector, and high proportions of migrant workers. We are not seeing evidence of labour exploitation or forced labour in the sectors that we regulate. Now, what that says, it probably just confirms, you know, everything that we've heard from earlier in the day, that people are unwilling to say, people are unwilling to report. We do get frustrated. We may get a complaint, and then the complainant doesn't want to follow up. So we aren't seeing this, and that's a challenge for us. How to find these cases when they're not properly being reported, or when the follow through isn't allowed to happen. Through our helpline, we sometimes receive information that's suggestive of abuses occurring. And when this happens, we provide relevant information to the PSNI and to any other relevant authorities. So you can see that there are limits to what we can do legislatively, and we don't have the same powers, the same suite of powers as the GLA. But we feel, well, we are there. We do have powers and sanctions, and we can be a partner in helping to eradicate modern slavery in Northern Ireland, but as part as a partnership, as a wider group. Okay. Thank you.